January 11th, 2018. It's a Watt for Pedro show.
Thank you.
Watt for Pedro show. Thursday, Pedro, kind of different day. Man alone here, but in my pad, but not alone via the incredible engineers in Estonia with their Skype invention. I got special guest Andrea Belfi with me. Just got back home in Berlin.
Yeah, thank you for telling Mike for having me for the Watt for Pedro show.
It's really problem.
Amazing.
You know, Andrea's been working on a drum set in Finland, and we'll get to that later. But well, we started off with John Coltrane doing. Maybe I turned the fucking. Yeah, no more feedback. That's a little pilot air. Error. Matchy guy. We started off with Seraphic Light from John Coltrane's Sunshine. And then off the brand new album, Or. No, it's Ori.
Yeah.
See, there, that another fuck up. We all share this Roman alphabet, you know, but it depends what land you're from that the Roman letters go. So we would say or, but this is the Italian word ora for gold.
Actually, it has what I liked about this title is that it has a double meaning. Because I thought I started with the ore as the English word as the mining product where you can get refined materials. So
what usually happens in nature is a lot of the stuff we really like, you know, these kind of things, aluminum. Iron, they're usually not in pure form. They're usually mixed in with other stuff. So you mine stuff, and then you, like you said, you refine it. And actually, that's what I thought the title was about. Like, because you're an incredible musician and composer, so it's like you're taking something like a raw idea, and then you put the Andrea Belfi persona to it in the creativity.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you got it. You got it exactly.
Okay.
what it was, but it was based on the idea of. This time I wanted to start it from. Started to compose. I composed the tracks starting from drums ideas, where usually I tend to compose the whole thing, the whole enchilada.
Sure.
Not just drums, but you know.
The whole vision.
The whole vision, yeah. And this time I started by playing rhythms and not having anything around, without any other ideas, basically. So I started from raw drums recordings of just rhythms and like free improvisation, and then I composed the record. After that, on top of this, or you know, editing these rough ideas, and that's why I thought about refining raw material. That was the idea. But then ore in Italy means also time, like the
hours. That's it. It's oro in Espanol. For gold.
Oro.
Yeah, but you guys say aura. But then aura is ours also. You know what?
Yeah,
this is a very convenient kind of word because many layers of meaning.
Exactly. That's what I thought. Okay. It has separate, and they all kind of make sense to get to this record. So, that's where it comes from. Yeah.
Kind of parallel meanings. Okay, I was going to start by... Yeah, what were you first thinking of when this this idea for this album? So I'm gonna make a big difference by composing different.
Yeah, exactly. That's what happened with this record. So changing connecting the idea, the compositional idea with. The meaning of the record. So it was like starting from the composition, but then, you know, giving the record a sort of a like a very compelling meaning. It makes sense. It's kind of organic.
And it was a process, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Can I ask you about this the process of mining and the refining.
Yeah.
Or the idea of sometimes I've heard this from sculptors. They've got to find the work in the rock before they even get the chisel there.
Perfect. Yeah, I think it's a perfect, it's a good metaphor, actually.
Or
it's a good,
here's another perspective. Mm-hmm. You started something with these raw ideas. Do you think they kind of grew on their own? Became their own life?
Well, not really on their own, I have to say. I mean,
you weren't surprised by development as you worked on it.
Absolutely.
I don't really, exactly.
I can tell you that it's a work in process.
Yeah.
So it was a work in process, and yes, in a way, it's like leaving these ideas growing and letting them go and see where they would go, actually, without, you know, pushing too much into a certain direction, and see where these ideas would go. In fact, there are some tracks where I just, you know, started working on them and lay down a few ideas and then let them wait a little bit, you know, let them I give them a little break and then listen back again. And yeah, I think for a couple of tracks that was it. I think you know, you just need to sometimes to leave this idea growing or resting a little bit.
Sure. Maybe even it like sits on its own, it kind of ferments.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
And like at the same time, maybe it kind of reveals itself. But also you being, even though it's your own work, you're exploring.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. In fact, I tend not to make I tend to create a different record every time. So, to change every time and to make it and to bring new ideas instead of trying to find a formula and then stick to that. I mean, I found something, some kind of a personal language, a personal vocabulary that I like to use, but then I like to use it to create every time something different and to push things as forward as I can.
Yeah, sounds great. Here, let's listen to some music.
kyrkan bläck på. När jag ser ni Pello när jag tar panda när jag kommer daro vi mu panda Pello när jag tar när jag nito med tapar. בלב הנאורים המופרעים שלי, עץ דודבן, שעמד ליד הבית בקיוטו, ומעולם לא פרח. כלומר, אני מעולם לא ראיתי את שערותיו מלבינות, כשערותיו של אבי, שבין לילה שחט את נעוריו היפים.
Keep cool, but all the blood went in my face. I'm cold. Now I see naked war. it up by running in place. Tried to keep my cool, but all the blood went in my face.
for Pedro show. Start off with New Careers in Aviation by Mold Omen out of Baltimore. Guided by Voices. I think they just released 101st album, Bob Pollard. Cheap Buttons. Some guys from Greece. The Fofico Band. Star. This is a cat in his late 40s who wanted to play bass. So he did. And he made a band. And he sent me the music. I can't remember your name. I'm sorry. But Fofico Bass Band. Charge Hard. At the Heart. Farther South. This is from Ben Burko was on the show a couple weeks ago. This guy made a whole album on an iPhone. He said he got tennis elbow from moving the thumb so much. Yeah, like GarageBand, these kind of instruments, virtual instruments. He made a whole album. Well, it was actually a therapy to get him out of his depression, and it worked.
Ah, wow.
Yeah, music is righteous. Yeah. Then from England, A Pile with the Jones. Everybody knows about the Jones. Maybe it's the Joneses. Anyway, you know, common name over here. El Gordillo from, yeah, the fat man, huh? From Ricardo Tejero, Colin Webster, Marco Serrato, and Borja Diaz. And this is interesting. These guys, especially Marco Serrato, you know, coming to, well, you've been a long time free music scene. This guy comes from, like, Slayer and stuff. Out of Sevilla, Spain, and he took up stand-up bass and has collaborated with all these free jazz guys and learned from them. And, genre is not so important. You know, when you talk to some, especially younger people, you know, they're just, it's got to be this, that, this.
Yeah.
So metal, you know, but you can see as people mature, it's just music. And there's many, many different ways to express yourself. Yeah. And I think your music is a perfect example about this. Talk about this song that started off the show after John Coltrane led.
Okay. Well, that's... all right. That's basically the only track of the record that comes from a live performance that I've been playing for two or three years. So, because during the recording session, I recorded, like, as I said before, rough ideas with drums, and then I also recorded the live set that I've been playing for 2 years, 2 or 3 years, and so I combined the two things, and this is. This is the track that led only me to compose these new tracks. Actually, I mean that somehow set the mood for the other tracks.
I'm thinking of an alchemist, and an alchemist turns lead into gold.
Oh wow, that's also another image. It's a great image. Wow. But somehow I thought when I was putting the record together, I thought that track was somehow representative of, you know, somehow at the core of the record. In fact, it's somehow in the middle, It's not the peak because there are different somehow peaks. I mean, it's not just about it. There's no single. So I mean,
it's kind of the hub. Everything connects to it.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I thought. Okay, it's somehow the oldest track and the one that set up the mood.
Kind of a foundation.
Yeah, it's a kind of a foundation because it I brought my experience from the live set.
Sure,
basically.
Sure. And then was all the pieces done at the same studio?
Yes. No, two studios, actually. Two studios. One, they're both in Berlin, and one, it belongs to Simon Berkelman, who recently moved back, actually, to Sydney. He has a new studio there, and apparently it's an amazing studio. It's called Golden Retriever.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Like a dog.
like a dog. Yeah, I love Golden Retrievers. They're beautiful dogs.
Oh yeah, and they can swim.
Oh, they can, yeah.
Yeah, labs can swim.
Oh yeah. And the other one, it's an amazing place in Berlin. It's called Funkhaus, and it used to be the GDR radio station.
Yeah, people in German language, funk is not a kind of music. It means radio.
Yeah, exactly.
and this is from the old DDR. Yeah,
exactly. Old DDR. Yes, but
a lot of tube equipment, a lot of good stuff.
Well, it's the equipment was brought there by the guy who recorded who made the recordings, Matthias Hahn, who's actually known also for being the engineer of certain pedals that that many musicians used in the past. Like, I don't know, certain people from Radiohead. He's an incredible engineer.
Okay.
And he brought the stuff there. I mean, his preamps and microphones. But the special thing about that place is the rooms.
Ah, yeah, acoustics.
Yeah, because these technicians back in the, I think it was in the 40s, they made these incredible sounding rooms, which are, I mean, they're literally astonishing. I mean, they have an incredible sound. So whenever you, especially for acoustic instruments, because they were made for orchestras or like chamber music orchestras, all kinds of acoustic recordings, and these rooms sound incredible. And in fact, I recorded in the chamber music studio, which is actually like it's an 8 meters high room. Like 10 by 10 meters, I would say. It's an incredible sounding room. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Larry told me about that pad.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Larry Porter there.
So what is your connection with Matthias?
Matthias, he is the technician, is the one of the technician of this piano player called Nils Bram.
Mm-hmm.
With whom I've been touring with 2 years ago now, and he was enthusiastic about my music, because when I toured with this pianist, I was also opening with my solo.
Sure.
So I was both playing with him and also opening the gig, every gig with my solo.
Sure.
And this guy said, you know, whenever you want to record, let's do it. I'm gonna bring my stuff. And yeah, and he's a, you know, microphone collector, preamp collector, and repairs. So that's his job. Part of his job is also repairing microphones, like, I don't know, Telefunken microphones from the 50s. So he has this crazy
collection.
Yeah, it's insane. It's really insane.
But so the Kinect was actually playing together. Wow. Okay.
Kind of. He's a musician too, but he didn't play with that band. He was a stage technician.
Okay.
On that tour, he was repairing cables and all kinds of stuff.
But he traveled with you guys.
Yes, okay. We traveled for about 3 weeks together.
So he's kind of like a helper man for the whole crew.
Yeah, kind of an important helper man, because
yeah, of course. I didn't mean to make it sound small, but. You weren't actually performing with him, but he was a big part of the show, technically.
Absolutely, exactly. Especially considering that gig that I played when I was playing with this band, and it's called Non Keen, where Nils Fram, this pianist who's the leader of that, somehow the leader of that band, there were tons of cables on stage. There were tons of gears. It was a nightmare.
Oh, man.
So, he was good at managing.
So this piano stage. Man, this was his like kind of solo thing.
He was his. It's a trio actually. It's a trio with bass, drums, and piano, or keyboards. And I was playing the second drums. I was playing more my as an extra percussionist, electronics. So I was playing all kinds of stuff, not just a second drummer man.
Sure, of course. Kind of multi-purpose. But during this time, is this when you're getting ideas for Aura?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's when I got the ideas, because I got the chance to play my set for where I think there were about 20 shows in a row.
Yeah.
And it really made a difference. So I said, okay, the next step is this and that. So I started to make decisions. And when Matthias asked me,
yeah,
give me an opportunity. And then at the same time, I met the record label, the girl who owns the record label and who proposed me to make a record for her. So it was a kind of an organic process.
Like kind of a, what do we say? Synergy. Like everything coming together.
Yeah, so I said, okay, why not?
But naturally, not forced, not a hustle, not a some kind of jive. Yeah, good.
No, so I kind of rolled the dice somehow, and we all did with the record label as well, because I'm the first record of that record label. First release, yes.
And what's the name of the label?
It's called Float.
Float. Great name. Look, we're at the end of the first hour, January 11, 2018 edition of Wapa Pedro Show. Very special guest, Andrea Belfi. Hold tight for hour two. January 11, 2018, it's the second hour of the Wapa Pedro Show.
么奇苦因为我晕随便的脸随便唱唱可是西亚没想我想象去中国音乐界啊好长长鼓缺了了笛子里啊好放放我啊那些是亚鲁斯送了阿朋友啥个名字我啊那些是亚鲁斯那边啊哟去住住嗓子亚鲁斯哦亚鲁斯哦亚鲁斯我啊那些是亚鲁斯多多讲我在张张样子落英就了第五色随便弄弄最近的小亮看来也蛮好单位上上班兄弟姐姐们小年纪姑姑也蛮落位下课的速度就像擦了破屋从来也不懂啥个五七步我阿拉这是亚鲁斯从来也不用啥个名字我阿拉这是亚鲁斯那边啊哟，去走走巷子。哦呀，路子，哦呀，路子，哦呀，路子，哦阿拉这是呀路子。哦呀，路子，哦呀，路子，哦呀，路子，哦阿拉这是呀路子。
Watt for Pedro show. We start off the second hour off with ISO from Andrea Belfi's new album, Aura. Well, we were talking offline, people, that a lot of the titles, or all the titles from his new album, come from the kind of vocabulary people use in the field of mining.
Yeah, exactly.
And this guy here, or lady, ISO, tell us about
it. Yeah, that's the most, I would say, abstract. I don't know, I feel that's the most abstract part of the album. That's when you have a rest from somehow. It's kind of the quietest part of the record, and also I would say the most abstract somehow. That's how I envision the
Let me ask you about the vision for Tell Andrea. When you were you thinking of the whole piece? I mean, you started off with all these different kind of rough things to bring together, but then did a view of the whole album, and then the pieces, like, that's the way it sounds like here. Like, the album needed a breath. It needed a valley. There was already so many hills.
Exactly. Well, just to give you an example, when I played this live, I don't play every track, but the idea is to have one long set.
Yeah.
And that's what I like in records too. I mean, you can also take these tracks apart somehow because you need to put what's the name of it? Like, you have to separate tracks for the CD version. No, yeah. I'm joking. But yeah,
if you don't want,
but they all work together somehow with a unique development. So it's fair. That's what I like in when I compose music, to give the tracks and the albums a narrative, even if there are no words.
You're telling a musical story.
So exactly, musical story. That's what I like.
Yeah. I felt that very much. Let me tell you some of the other music we played. This stuff was from China. You know, I got to go to China for the first time last March, and some people gave me music over there. So here's PK-14 with Egyptian Rain. They're probably the oldest and most well-known in their Beijing band. And then Buyi with 30 Mile Village, Northern Shaanxi folk song. Streets Kill Strange Animals, Bad Seeds. I got to play with them in Beijing. Top Floor Circus with Amateurs. Pumpkins, Jet Off to Star. And finally, Suntan. Julie's got a suntan by Round Eye. And they're actually Laowais, which is foreigners that live in Shanghai. But they made it possible for me and my missing man to go and see firsthand. There's nothing like that.
Wow.
Yeah. I think there'd be people curious for your music over there, big time.
Ah, yeah. Okay. Well, I need to explore more that part of the world because...
Absolutely.
Because I've only traveled Europe and the U.S., but, you know, I've only been to Moscow once, but I've never been to Japan or Australia, so I'm trying to make this happen this year somehow.
Well, you know, if you think about China and India, those two countries have half the people.
That's what I always think. It's like, oh my God! I mean, there must be someone who would like to listen to this stuff, you know?
Absolutely.
Like, because I'd love to go there.
Absolutely. It's just I think, you know, as the world gets more connected, maybe, but we're still in a pioneer age of connected still. We're gonna play this song Syncline. Now, we were talking about offline, people, about the language used for the titles of the tunes, and when we there's two tunes, Syncline and Anticline, and this is kind of a description on how the layers, the sediments of the earth, are. We find them. Are they going uphill or are they going downhill? So I actually fucked up and I'm playing Syncline before Anticline. what was going into the thinking for this baby?
Somehow I'd like. I put Anticline at the very beginning of the record.
Sure.
Because
Makes sense.
Because, yeah. Well, but at the same time...
No, usually when you're almost getting done with something, you usually say, it's all downhill from here.
Well... Perfect. No, the anticline, they both have similar, vibes somehow.
Yeah, they do.
I think they're very connected.
Parallel. So
they're parallel, exactly. So when one finishes, the other one could start again.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, and it's the whole circle that starts again. That's what I like to say about this. Because otherwise, I can tell you that when I was composing Syncline, I was thinking about it could have been my dub somehow track. I mean, just because of the some sort of tempo, some sort of vibe. I don't know. I envisioned it as the last track, but also the dub track of with that kind of mood. Even if it doesn't really sound as a reggae dub.
No. It's just association.
You know what I mean?
It's a feel. Yeah.
It's a feel. It's like slow, and then there is this wobbling bass, and it's very warm. And that's what I like about dub. There are certain compositional elements that are similar somehow. There are no complex bass lines, but the bass drum is kind of similar and big and I don't know. I just thought it was. I wanted to go in that direction somehow. And then
you did it. Let's listen.
Thank you.
Watt for Pedro show. That was Syncline. It was a dub tune from the new Andrea Belfi album. All right. Then we had the Bodegas do an interlude. Brock is Beyond Bed and Bath from the Breakfast Cowboy. Bodegas from here in SoCal, Breakfast Cowboy up in Portland. And then from Strong Beach across the harbor, Olive Spoil from their new album. I've been Harry Belfi talking about the new stuff. At one point, when did you know a tune was done? And like the mining was finished?
When it was...
Because each tune probably had their own kind of development, right?
Yeah. When there was a moment where I've been working on it for about 4 months.
Yep.
Not full time, but I would say maybe 4 weeks in total, like editing and doing a rough mix, and then at some point I put the tracks together.
Yeah.
I built the narrative, and at some point I realized that I was just messing up too much with the it was already there.
Sure.
Because it sounded already. Because the narrative was there, so I stopped working on it, and then I brought this the tracks to a studio, and I mixed them with Francesco Donadello, incredible sound engineer.
Yeah.
From Italy.
Yeah.
As well. He has one of the great, the best studio in Berlin, I have to say. Like, really, he's working at very high levels.
Yeah.
But at the same time, he was very generous. He worked like 2 days from 10 a.m. First day we finished at midnight, and in 2 days he mixed the whole thing. And
whoa.
The second day we finished at 4 a.m. He was like, it was intense. But he did something that I can't really do, maybe I could do it, but maybe for someone else, not after listening to that stuff.
Because you need some perspective, some distance.
Exactly. I mean, I didn't have any of that anymore, and so the process was the mixing process was just. Really good for me because I spent there 2 days like almost doing nothing and going inside the studio like maybe 5 minutes every 2 hours saying I like this, I like that, I like that, that's it. So and he somehow mixed it in so I made some rough mixes for him in order to for him to understand what was going on. And he really refined and the whole thing. I mean, he made it comprehensible somehow, especially on the bass frequency side. It was a very difficult record to mix. So he did a great job. That's the answering to you. That's the answer.
Yeah, you had help.
Yeah, I had help.
I'm very grateful to him, too. What town's he from?
He's from Padua.
Padua, okay.
Yeah.
That's why I met your pop.
Exactly.
Padua. Hey, good people, it's second hour, January 11th, 2018 edition of Wapivo Show. Hold tight for hour three. January 11th, 2018, it's the third hour of the Wapivo Show.
message. It's not for you. It's not for me. It's for no one to see. I left a message. It's not for you.
of discrimination against all of these. I cannot be serious if I am free. This is a conversation for me and for you. So please let go, so it's all of the truth.
Pedro Show started with Anticline, Andrea Belfi off the new album Aura, and kind of saying it was the antithesis of a syncline, but probably been should have been reversed. But me being the tonto I am, I know that now. Then we had MP Jones with the demo of his Iranian phone conversation. He's in Pusan right now. David Garrard out of Massachusetts. Near Boston, doing the signals I am receiving, and finally Super Freak. Ah, off the air, we were just talking about Super Freak. No Sugar Will Touch My Shiny Being. Such a great label, lepers.it people. This self-contained unit for many years has been making records for free and putting them up on the net. And each group of guys reorganizes them. They crisscross in each other's bands and musics, and it's very original and it's beautiful. I've been playing it on my show since it started, and I ended up getting to be part of the wedding. I probably already said this on the show after returning with Brother Matt, but to recapitulate, if you didn't hear that show, yeah. So I got to play 11 gigs with the El Sonido de Mayo tour last year, but I also got to play in the Puglia, which is part of Italy, which is kind of the beginning of the heel. It ain't the tip being the heel, but it's right where the, you know, I mean, arch of the foot meets the heel, and this place, a lot of olives. I was there once before, 10, 11, 12 years ago, with Stooges, and ended up playing in Melpinho. And riding a bicycle all the way down to Otranto, where it was supposed to be.
Wow.
It's a long
way.
It must have been like 20 clicks, 30 clicks at least.
Oh, okay.
Each way. This was each by way, airport where we stayed. So, look, we're going to play this tune here called Time.
Yeah.
And, it means, well, of course, us in England have a different idea, but I think ours is 2,000 pounds, I'm pretty sure. No, the same thing with pints. You know, their pint is a little bit bigger. I think it's a 16
point. Sorry?
Pint. What we call a pint. You know, we got these weird kind of things, right? We got a gallon's made out of four quarts, and each quart is made out of two pints. And a pint for us is 16 ounces. But the imperial pint is 16.9, so I think they got a bigger ton. So tell me, you know, leave my shit away, and let's get a perspective on your ton off this album.
Well, what can I say about this? The title, there is not much yeah, there's no much else about, you know, that's the weight.
Yeah, weight, right.
About the weight. Yeah, because I don't know, I just well, let's put it this way. It was the easiest track to record.
Okay.
And to compose, because I simply recorded that track, like, I think it's a 11 minutes or 12 minutes long thing, and then I started adding some electronics, and basically that's it. Somehow it took me a very short time to compose that track, but at the same time it's the heaviest somehow. That's how.
Yeah, I was wondering why you didn't call it milligram. But actually, there is a metric ton.
Yes, I mean the track. You mean?
No, it's a unit of weight. We have something called the metric ton.
Exactly.
No, I think it's a nickname for you guys, but
a tonnellata.
Okay.
Yeah, ton. Yeah. There is a metric ton. Yes.
Okay. Let's listen.
fucking dead.
False, false, false.
Thank you.
Watt for Pedro show, last music for this edition. Started off with Ton from Andrea Belfi's Ori album, brand new, on Float Records. Nanoface after that, How Dirty's Done, Everyone is Dirty with Mendo. I just got to play with him. They're from the city, but they came down and played Strong Beach last week. Bronx from, that's with three X's, from Osaka. Pose You Till Death. So, and then a Frog Hair out of Texas with The Summons. And also from there, Thea with You Can't Change Me. Did anything get left off the album?
Yes. One or two tracks. And funnily enough, those were the tracks that I spent the most time working on. It was hilarious because, I don't know, I was trying to find a key to make them work, and it was a very frustrating moment when I realized, this isn't gonna work. It's like, no, let's move on.
Yeah, do you think that one day they might see the light?
People might. I think so. Yeah, I haven't. I'm planning an EP.
Okay.
This year for the same record label who wants to release an EP in I think it's gonna be the fall. I'm not sure. We are still talking about it, but that's the plan somehow to keep the ball rolling momentum.
And people, you want to find out about it, Andrea Belfi music. Go to AndreaBelfi.com. And there's lots of good infos there. You can sign up for his newsletter. He's always letting us know what's going on, which is a lot. Because, although, I like the way that you stopped everything and just focused on this.
This happened, this year, because I really... Somehow I've been always involved in so many projects, and as we said before, I'm trying to. I mean, there are all these synergies coming together, and I said to myself, well, maybe this is the perfect time to. I mean, once in my life. I've never I said to myself, okay, let's try. I mean, I've never tried it before, and I felt it was the right thing to do. And especially as I'm now building a little structure. I mean, the record label is working very well, so she's promoting the record like. I mean, I'm so happy about it that we built a great working relationship, and she's very passionate about the album. She's very passionate about music. She's trying to make this thing work, and I said, okay, let's try to make this work, and let's leave collaborations, and let's keep the collaborations. Maybe in the future, I'm pretty sure that they will come back. But then I said, okay, let's focus, because otherwise I will spread myself too thin, and
absolutely.
I will get too, confused. And
I think life's about taking turns anyway, so you never want to go too much one way anyway.
Yeah, I think so too.
Hey, can you tell people about Sorry Drums? Because we've got a little time left. I want people to know about this thing you got going with this cat in Finland.
Okay, this guy in Finland is called Hannu Saari, and
spell it.
H-A-N-N-U Saari, S-A-R-A-A-I. No, S-A-A-R-I, sorry.
It's okay.
Because it's Finnish. Yeah, S-A-A-R-I. He's actually... making these drums for quite a long time, but I didn't know about them until I read a Facebook post from a person like Stephen Hodges.
Hodges,
yeah, and
playing with Baby Staples these days.
Exactly, and he's touring with that drums, yeah. Or either with that drums, or he always brings that snare yeah. drum with him. And I told myself, well, if that guy likes those drums that much, there must be a reason, because I love Hodges' style yeah. and his sounds, and you know, he's very much about. I mean, he's a great drummer, but and at the same time, his forte, he's the tone. So it's the
he's
sound.
He's also very, very creative. You know, he's the yeah. drummer on my first yeah. opera.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, what I like his drumming. I mean, he did an incredible job on your record, for yeah. example. I was amazed.
I have
but
much respect.
Even on the yeah, he's one of my favorite drummers. So
you found out where his drums are coming from. So you went to this guy.
I went to this guy in Tampere, yeah, in Finland. And I said, okay, you know, that's worth a visit. I'm going to pay this guy a visit.
Yeah.
So I went there saying to myself, you know, I want to find new drums that really inspires me. And this guy makes these incredible drums made out of birch.
Yeah.
Finnish birch. He's very proud of, you know, the fact that everything is coming from like a local production. So everything he uses, like glues or whatever, it's a local product.
Source.
But
local source.
Local source. So he uses that a specific birch. Now I don't know exactly like. You know, it's like this, what kind of, but it's this Finnish birch, and it's very light, their sound are, the drum sound, it's very big, and it's very, how can I say, it's something close to like an old drums. Somehow to early 20th century's drums somehow that early jazz musicians were playing, because they were the early bass drums were light and big because they were a marching band.
They carried them.
Yeah, exactly. They were big but they had to be relatively. Light in order to be carried by walking. So they have a similar sound to a vintage drums, but with a new twist somehow.
Well, I had the fortune to get to play the first tour you used them on, and man, I really liked them too.
Yeah, but at the same time, on
yeah, there was refinements you were looking at, and I guess your last visit here, you talked with him, Mr.
Exactly, I talked to him. I spent a day there 2 days ago, and we talked about what you know we can improve and what I would like to you know have and what kind of sound I'd like to. Use in the future, and you know, but also hardware stuff. You know how the you know how the hoops should be, how the shells, the thickness of the shells, and so many things. And he's building a new custom-made drum set for me.
That's okay.
That's a new project and. Apparently he's also building a case for that drums, but the idea is to have a folding drums that is to find a way to have a good quality folding drums.
Wow.
Because I've seen many I think do you remember we've seen one folding drums
yes.
in Houston
it was in Houston.
Well, yeah, and this guy had this drum set from Whitney drums and which is really trippy and it sounds really
Fitzgerald's.
Amazing but
it was at Fitzgerald's, yeah.
That's the venue, right?
Right.
Yes. But I didn't like the sound. Or let's say I like the sound, but it's not the sound that I'd like to use.
Yeah, right.
So
you want to fit that kind of portability concept with the kind of acoustic sounds.
Exactly.
That you like.
Exactly.
That fits your style.
That's the aim.
So that's the next project with the drums. Yeah, so portability. Like me with my bass, I'm looking at getting a 50-pound box. One! And a 7.7-pound amp, yeah. Old punk is about small stuff that's easy to carry.
Yeah.
Sorry, that's just where it's for telling Andre, it's been big honor and pleasure for me to get to talk to you about your new solo album. I wish you the best luck. I know you're out there playing it and stuff, so everybody come check it out. See them on the web. And stuff is coming in the future, and sure enough, we're going to talk about it on the show here. But really, thank you for this talk here.
Yeah, no, thank you for telling Mike for having me for having me to the Walk from Peter show.
Yeah. People, it's been January 11th, 2018, edition of Walk from Peter show with special guest, Andre Belfi. Keep your powder dry.